Process number two, the magical creation box. When to use this process? When you're in the mood for a pleasing activity that will focus the energy that creates worlds into specific directions of your personal preferences. Or when you want to give the universal manager even more specific information about the details of things that please you. Current emotional set point range. This magical creation box process will be of the most value to you when your emotional set point is ranging somewhere between number one, joy, knowledge, empowerment, freedom, love, appreciation, and number five, optimism. If you're not sure what your current emotional set point is, refer to the insert that was provided with this recording and scan the 22 categories on the emotional guidance scale. If the way you're feeling falls somewhere between number one, joy, and number five, optimism, then this creation box process would be a good one for you to utilize right now. To begin the creation box process, find a nice-looking box, one that's pleasing to you when you see it. On the lid, in a conspicuous place that you will easily notice, write the words, "Whatever is contained in this box is." Next, gather magazines, catalogs, and brochures, and leisurely look through them for the essence of whatever you'd like to include in your experience. Then clip out pictures of anything that exemplifies any desires that you hold. Pictures of furniture, clothing, landscaping, buildings, travel destinations, vehicles, images of physical characteristics, photos of people interacting with one another. If it feels appealing to you in any way, clip it and drop it into your creation box and say as you drop it in, "Whatever is contained in this box is." When you are away from your box, continue to gather more pictures and then drop them in when you return home. If you witness something you'd like to experience, write a description of it and drop that into your box. The more things you find for your box, the more the universe will deliver to you other ideas that match them. And the more ideas you drop into your box, the more your desire will be focused. And the more your desire is focused, the more alive you will feel, for this energy flowing through you is what life is. If you have little or no resistance, in other words, if you have no doubt that you can achieve these things, the experience will feel invigorating to you. The more you clip, the better you will feel, and you will begin to see evidence of these things moving closer and closer into your experience. Doors will begin to open to make it possible for many of these things to easily come in right now. The process will help you focus your desires, and so you will consciously amplify step one, which is ask. And now, in your absence of resistance, things will begin to happen quickly. If you are usually a good-feeling person who has not established strong habits of feeling unhappy about not having the things you have put into your box, you will experience the immediate positive result of feeling more focused and more excited about life, and the things you have put into your creation box will begin to manifest in your experience right away. In other words, for someone who has not been practicing thoughts of resistance, this process will be all that you will ever need to create a wonderful life. You ask, source answers, you let it in. You ask, and it is given. If you are enjoying this process, it is serving you in a powerful way. It's helping you focus upon the things you desire. You're practicing the attainment of a consistent vibration that matches your desires, and you are experiencing deliberate creation. And most important, your good-feeling emotion is telling you that you're in the receiving mode right now. Your attention to this process is helping you maintain the vibrational frequency that's required for you to allow what you're asking for into your experience. You are practicing the art of allowing. Abraham, speak to us more about the magical creation box. Imagine that you're sitting in your chair, and next to your chair is a box, a pretty good-sized box, and you know that you're a creator and that this box is your creation. It's your world, so to speak, and you're like a giant sitting here on this big chair, and you have the ability to reach out anywhere in this physical universe and pluck whatever you want and drop it into that box. So, you bring a beautiful house, and you put it in a city that pleases you, and you bring a means of income for you, and maybe a means of income for your mate. You bring all the things you like to do, the beautiful things that you find here and there, feelings of elation and feelings of sensuality, and all of these things that you want, and you drop these things into your creation box. You could play this game as a mental game only, but it is so much more fun if you actually get a box and drop in things that represent your desires. You will begin to notice that when you put something in your creation box that does not have a pattern of resistance, the universe will bring it to you right away. The things you drop into the box where you do have patterns of resistance will take more time in coming. When visualizing, you have complete creative control. This process may feel whimsical to you, but it is a powerful process, for it will enhance your ability to visualize. Most people offer most of their vibrational offerings in response to what they're observing, but there's no creative control in that. Your creative control comes only in deliberately offering thought, and when you're visualizing, you have complete control. Esther was playing the creation box game as she and Jerry were flying home from New York City to San Antonio one day, and as she was packing and getting ready for the airport, she was mentally dropping things in her box. For example, a beautiful sky, a beautiful clear day. She loves it when they take off from LaGuardia Airport and she can see all the landmarks that she has come to know and recognize. Such a beautiful place, so many bridges and all that shimmering water and all those majestic buildings. She thought about happy flight attendants, joyful passengers around her, and lots of fun on the trip. And then she thought, I hope this United Nations meeting doesn't have the freeways all gridlocked. And then Esther said, now that's an odd thing for me to bring to my box. I don't want that in my box. As you deliberately put things into your creation box, you'll be more aware of when you're thinking about something you would not want to experience. Your relationship with this creation box will help you recognize the power your thoughts hold. Another example. Jerry and Esther had been looking for an oriental rug for their home. One day, while on an airplane, Esther was tearing pages out of magazines of all sorts of different things for her creation box, and she tore out a page that had a picture of a beautiful rug. When they arrived home, they had several boxes of mail to organize, and as Esther reached into a box, she took out a postcard from a new rug company in San Antonio, and on the postcard was the very same rug. And she squealed, "Look how fast this works!" That picture had not been in her box 24 hours before a fast and easy means to achieve it was delivered. We want you to feel the fun and the joy of the process. Often when you get something that you've been wanting, your feeling of elation is very short-lived, but this game will give you the opportunity to savor the things that you desire longer. And then the thrill of the manifestation, even though short, will be all the sweeter. Once you begin this process, you will just be knocked over by the effectiveness and efficiency of the enormous non-physical staff that responds to your vibrational request. When you ask, it is given, and as you play with this creation box, you will learn to let it in.